A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time now, 7:30.
It's 35 degrees.
Looking good for the most part on all of our drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Utah Tax Debate. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News on KSL News Radio.
A new poll shows the referendum effort would have likely succeeded to overturn the tax reform package at the ballot box.
Lawmakers announced yesterday the tax reform bill will be repealed. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the poll was done the second week of January, and it shows 57% of Utahns supported the referendum effort. 35% were opposed. This is a Dan Jones survey obtained by UtahPolicy.com. Referendum backers said they had turned in more than 152,000 signatures this week, a lot more than they needed for the ballot once they were verified. This new survey suggests voters would have approved the referendum on the ballot in November, and that would have made things difficult for the legislature. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah motorcyclists are asking the government to rev up the ban on drivers using handheld cell phones. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the movement comes after a record 48 riders died on state highways last year. Many bikers are saying they constantly have to worry if the person next to them is talking on the phone or texting. In their mind, the next step should be the passage of House Bill 101. That's sponsored by Representative Carol Moss. That piece of legislation would allow direct citations for talking on the phone violations rather than relying on another moving violation to first take place. In an effort to ensure its passage, Moss has changed the bill to reduce penalties, meaning that a first offense would simply be an infraction rather than a Class C misdemeanor. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Three boys who fell through the ice on Utah Lake are all expected to recover. Details from KSL TV's Brittany Tate.
Three friends decided to walk on what appeared to be a frozen Utah lake. As the boys moved away from the dock, the ice started to crack. In a terrifying second, Austin Weilacker watched his friends disappear. As Austin tried to pull them out, more ice gave way. They were all trapped. They struggled to swim and made it to the dock. A man and a woman pulled the teens to safety.
The boys say there was no one there when they went out on the ice, and they don't know who that man and woman were.
Meantime, fire crews pulled a man and his dog from Bountiful Pond. The man was riding his bike around the pond when he says the dog ran out on the ice while chasing a bird. When the dog got stuck, the man went to save it, and his wife Raquel Stetler then got a phone call.
When they called me, they said that he was okay, so they had to come and see what happened.
Officials treated both the man and the dog for some minor injuries and possible hypothermia. Both are expected to recover.
Opening argument by House managers wraps up today in the Senate. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, House impeachment managers are wrapping up their opening arguments today before President Trump's attorneys begin their statements tomorrow. Republicans in the Senate respond to the Democrats' claims of the president's wrongdoing.
The Democrats have literally bought into that premise that if you just say it often enough, it must be true.
Senator Tim Scott there. Democrats continue calling for new witnesses and evidence. That'll be decided likely next week. A massive explosion rocked a Houston neighborhood this morning.
We're assessing the damage that may have been caused by the explosion.
Several homes damaged when a machine shop blew up in flames, sending debris into the streets and rattling windows for miles. Two people reportedly injured, but not seriously. Meanwhile, a gunman opened fire in southwest Germany today, leaving six people dead. Police in Rot am See say the shooter was apprehended, believe the victims are members of his own family. And the World Health Organization's not yet prepared to call coronavirus an international emergency. China reports 26 people have now died. Medical researcher Jeremy Ferrer says of the virus,
somebody with symptoms would have a cough, a sore throat, and would pass it to somebody else by coughing or sneezing.
The U.S. has issued a travel warning to China. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
While the impeachment proceedings continue in the Senate, President Trump will be a headliner at today's March for Life rally. We get more from the White House and ABC's Karen Travers.
President Trump today delivers remarks at the annual March for Life, a rally of anti-abortion demonstrators. He'll be the first sitting president to attend this event in its 47-year history. The president's position on abortion has evolved over the years. In the past, he's referred to himself as, quote, very pro-choice. Later this afternoon, President Trump delivers remarks at the White House to mayors from all around the country who are gathered here in Washington for an annual conference. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.